The aim in going from an atom to an ion is to take a atom which was a little bit non-stable and turn it into an ion which is very stable. So trying to obtain noble gas configuration. So in that previous slide then you saw the noble gas configurations. In this case here, for sodium, we're regarding the core is 1s2, 2s2, 2p6. So these then are not involved in bonding. The valence electron is 3s1. We then drop down to the sodium ion and we lose that 3s1 electron. The resulting electronic configuration here is just that core that's not going to be involved in reactive chemistry. So this is a shorthand notation. The neon atom then has got 10 electrons around it. So the 10 electrons balance the 10 protons. So this is the atomic number that's sitting up here that's telling us the number of protons and electrons that the species has got. The atoms that we've just looked at in group 1 and group 2, they typically will react with oxygen in the air. So in second semester we look at atmospheric chemistry a bit. It's useful to have an idea how much oxygen is in the air, so 21%. So that means that any element that's brought to the surface of the planet immediately is in contact with a lot of oxygen. It'll immediately react then to form an oxide, or if there's water present, a hydroxide. And sometimes you'll get the two, which will then be called oxyhydroxides. Now, the course that we're presenting in Cairns is similar to the Townsville one, but I decided that this topic was a little uninteresting, I guess one could say, for students. So I tried to slim it down as much as possible, because periodicity, you need to know about it. There's no doubt at all about that, but I think dwelling on it for a great length of time is counterproductive. So I've slimmed it down then to focus in on the chemistry of those oxides and the hydroxides. The same sort of behaviour will happen if you look at halides, for instance, and this is then just a slim version.